Hawaii's Bishop Museum is home to the largest collection of Hawaiian and Pacific artifacts in the world, with a distinguished history of research contributing to knowledge about the entire Pacific. Has it been a while since you visited Bishop Museum? Well, that's why it's a particular pleasure today to welcome Linda Lee Sissy Farm, Interim President and Chief Executive Officer. Welcome, Sissy.
Thank you, Noah. I am so delighted to be here.
So glad to have you here. You've been in the position about a year now. Is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You came in at a tough moment after a bit of a messy departure by former CEO Blair Collis. He was about 5 years at the helm of the Bishop. And I guess we should start by asking what's happening with the Attorney General's investigation of museum credit card abuse, possible mismanagement of a loan there on his part.
We haven't had any communications from the Attorney General's office in quite some time. And quite frankly, I think we're just moving forward. And that has all been passed. And what we're doing is we're looking at ourselves. In many ways, the AG's investigation has helped to strengthen the museum, take a look at itself inwardly, do a self-assessment, and revitalize itself. Mm. And it was extremely heartwarming to see both the internal and external support that the bishop received from the community as a result of the AG's investigation, mm-hmm. and a positive plus moment for us in many ways to see that we were so well supported. So we're moving forward in a positive direction, and mm-hmm. we're doing wonderful things.
Boy, it has been a tough year, and you are coming forward. I mean, as part of the discussion of Bishop Museum at that time, people were reflecting on the incredible history of the research department there, and Collis had made a move to actually cut research staff and maybe have researchers secure their own funding. What would you say would be the commitment to research in the future there?
There is a huge commitment to research. As part of our business plan, which was adopted by the board in 2016 after Blair Collis's mm-hmm. departure, we made a significant commitment to research, and we got some private funding. It was a donation in order mm-hmm. to help us work on a model for research.
People are looking for how can we do research in this world, you know, non-specific or commercially funded research.
Yeah, that's a very difficult issue that mm-hmm. we face. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at the standards, the grants, both state grants, federal grants, as well as those from private foundations. But what we've learned is that partnerships are very, very important and possibly the way of the future. For us, we're working together with a number of partners, and we have a couple of researchers who are very active. For instance, our malacologist, Nora Young, is surveying snail, slugs, and semi-slugs around the island and identifying species that most likely carry the parasite that causes rat lung worm disease. And she's actually processing the specimens at the museum's Pacific Center for Molecular Biology to screen them for the parasites. Mm. And we're working with partners from the University of Hawaii, UH Hilo, the Department of Health, and the Department of Agriculture. Mm.
On that, and it's probably a Pacific problem as well.
Very much so.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. In addition, there are other institutions, such as the Smithsonian Institute, that recently had marine geo, and there were scientists from around the world who came and explored Kaneohe Bay, and it was a wonderful partnership with local community groups, mm-hmm. as well as the university. Bishop Museum was there, and we started off with Kupuna and cultural protocols to gain the respect of the area so that everyone move forward in a positive way. So it's not only research, it's the environment as well, the cultural aspects. So we're looking forward to continuing these partnerships.
I've seen the museum make some moves in recent history, having the Science Center, which is so exciting, doing these summer exhibits that are kind of the blockbuster type that make people want to come. I mean, really diversifying and really improving the presentation of your artifacts as well. I'm just wondering how all this can fit into a workable financial picture for the museum. How can you see it stabilizing?
That is the first point in our business plan, is actually looking at stabilization, looking at different ways in order to generate revenue, as well as producing a positive experience, reaching out and partnering. With respect to what's happening at the museum, you do have the Science and Vendors Center, and it's so interesting because the previous speaker in the conversation, we were chatting just out there about how we could potentially partner for an exhibit at the Science and Vendors Center and how that would help the children moving forward understanding about honeybees and their importance. But we also reach out and we have other exhibits, such as biomechanics, which is in our Castle Memorial Building, and that runs to September 4th. And that's a way to bring the world to Hawaii. It's a fun, interactive exhibition about the wonders of evolution, and it comes to us from the Field Museum in Chicago. And the centerpiece, and some of you folks may remember this, is the gigantic T-Rex named Sue, who was here in 2000 when we did an exhibit about dinosaurs.
Sue's back. And this show, I have not seen it yet. Really, it's a must on my list this summer. Certainly, I'm going to take my niece and nephew with this one. Because it's how things work. It's how evolution figured out these amazing tricks to get things done.
Right. They talk about flying, and you get to, in an interactive, sit there and fly. Flap your wings and see how you can move about. There is a giraffe's neck, and it shows how swallowing works and how pumps are used with respect to that. It's very exciting, and it's for all ages. You have the young children as well as many, many adults come through there and are mesmerized.
Okay, that's a good one. You also still have the Homefront exhibit on, the one that DeSoto Brown did about the Pearl Harbor bomb.
We do?
Yeah. That's a terrific one.
It is a terrific exhibit, and we're going to be using that gallery for other exhibits as they are timely as to what's happening within the community.
That's kind of a nice way to use the different parts of the museum, too, I see, because it's kind of a pass-through, but it's where you really have to go anyway, and it's wonderful to get the information there. You know what? I bet a lot of people have not been to the Kahili Room lately.
Oh, the Kahili Room is a must-see as well. As you walk in the front steps from Hawaiian All, you should turn left because the Kahili Room talks. Yeah, most people miss it, but you should turn left. It's got all of the kahilis. It goes through the monarchy, and it really sets history and the stage for us. And if you turn right, what's there now is Hulia'ano, which is in the Long Gallery. It runs through October, and it explores Hawaiian aesthetic traditions, spotlighting design motifs and visual similarities in the natural world. So it's a real effort to bring nature and culture together to show how, say, this starfish inspired a certain pattern on the tapa. And it also talks about some rarely seen treasures that are really personal to individuals that help to inspire our contemporary artists. And we have partnered with 5 contemporary artists, and they have their works there as well.
Who do you have?
I'm
going to have to go and see because I just looking at the designs in the recent Mama Wearable Art Show, so many of the designs on the most contemporary fashions are so related to the design work in Hulia'ano.
It is so much so. One of the artists is Dr. Taporo Tangaro, and he is a cordage artist. He is from the Big Island, Hawaii Island in Hilo, and he was inspired by a particular ki'i who had a cordage garment on it, and he created his own cordage garments from that, as well as various jewelry. We have an artist who does feather work. We have a weaver. It's really a must-see to come and see the inspirations and how it is so relevant to today's contemporary artists.
We'll take that as an invitation. Thank you so much, Sissy. Sissy Farm is the interim president and chief executive officer of Hawaii's Bernice Pauahi Bishop Museum.